Now, you wouldn't think that Fargo, North Dakota, could possibly figure significantly in remarkable Ellington performances. Yet when two young enthusiasts brought a disc recorder to a concert in Fargo in 1940, the superb results became legendary. Everything came together just right in the Crystal Ballroom that night to preserve the sound of the Ellington Orchestra at one of its points of peak creativity. We'll hear a feature for the amazing talents of young bassist Jimmy Blanton. During his brief stint with Duke, Blanton's steady rhythm, unfaltering pitch, and large sound volume expanded the role of string bass in swing music. He's seconded here by his mentor and close friend, the brilliant tenor saxophonist Ben Webster, in their arrangement of Sepia Panorama. We start with one of Duke's signature tunes and first big hit, Mood Indigo, recorded in Fargo, North Dakota in November 1940.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra live in Fargo, North Dakota in 1940. The brass section was shining on that Rumpus in Richmond. Before that, Jimmy Blanton and Ben Webster's arrangement of Sepia Panorama and Duke's brilliant Mood Indigo. More from the concerts we've heard this hour in parts 2 and 3 of Duke Ellington Live. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. Your questions, comments, or requests for program playlists are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Special thanks to Ken Ackerman for providing the rare Portland tapes. Finally, from Berlin 1959, an Ellington tune that survived in the band book from 1931 on. Rockin' and Rhythm's long been a favorite of mine. It features a strong major-minor key contrast and lengthy piano introduction by Duke. That's Ellington Live on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.